This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. As COVID-19 cases balloon in Michigan, the state has put a pause on indoor dining again. There are so many businesses struggling right now. It's been especially hard for bars and restaurants, which already exist on pretty thin profit margins, to hang on. I'm sure there are some spots in your town that have gone dark this year, places you used to spend hours with your friends, or maybe that your kids especially enjoyed. For a lot of people in Ypsilanti, Dolores was one of those spots. The owners of Dolores decided to shutter their place during a lockdown this spring. Andrew Epstein and Marcela Rubio Orozco, who are a couple, are the owners. Andrew, Marcela, good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
For those who hadn't had a chance to visit, could you tell us what the atmosphere at Dolores was like before the pandemic?
Yeah, so we were a bar restaurant that served homemade Mexican food. We also were really proud of our cocktails and our tequila and mezcal offerings. And sometimes we had music also, so we were just trying to create a fun atmosphere.
What was it like trying to stay afloat in those first few months before you made the decision to shut down?
Well, it was brutal. You know, we hadn't been open too long. We just celebrated our second birthday this past February. But because of what was going on and the more that everyone was learning about the disease, it became, you know, very clear that for the safety of our guests and our staff that we needed to temporarily close, which we did. Our last night being open was the 13th of March. Then once the restrictions came into place with the, you know, limited capacity, it was unfortunately just made it not possible for us to reopen because selling tacos, we really needed to be kind of busy all the time in order to make our business model work.
Right. And people who aren't in the restaurant business may not know that alcohol sales are often a pretty substantial part of the profit margin. When you don't have that more social environment, it's kind of hard to, even with takeout cocktails, it's kind of difficult to keep those sales flowing.
Absolutely.
What was the size of your staff?
So we had like
about 12 people.
Yeah.
About 12 people, a few full time, and then some part time. So that was the hardest thing, I think, is because about half the staff have probably been with us since the beginning. And so when you're talking about shutting down, it's just not us that you're impacting our staff as well. We thought of ourselves as a little bit of a family, but we just knew that in the long run, we weren't going to be able to survive. I have to say that the city did try to do things to make it easier with opening outdoor seating, closing the sidewalks for businesses. But living in Michigan, we knew that wasn't going to be enough to kind of keep us going.
And with everything you're seeing now,
we just expect it to be shut down again.
Yeah. Those winters. I mean, it's just hard to get around that. You know, several restaurant owners that we've talked to over the course of the year have brought up the role of uncertainty in trying to navigate the pandemic. I mean, is there enough profit margin, you know, just making a certain kind of food? Might it be doable with an adjusted menu? How will staff feel about coming back? That there were just all these question marks that were very, very hard to factor into their decision making. How did all that uncertainty affect the financial realities that you were looking at?
Immensely. I mean, that's actually one of the bullet points that I had written down is just the uncertainty of essentially, how are people going to feel? Also, like, would they want to go back into a restaurant? There were so many unknowns. Like, is it going to go away after the first 3 weeks? Like, you know, some people had said, is it going to stick around for you a whole year? It's really hard to start a business or to work on a business like this when you don't know what's going to happen. Like, are you going to get shut down again? Are you not? So I think that was one of the reasons that we decided to not do any of the takeout options that were available to us. I mean, we just struggled so much and went back and forth during the summer about like what our next plan was going to be. And I think we're still
Yeah, we're still, uncertainty is still, you know, a big issue going into the winter with the vaccines coming up. But, you know, for us, it really was always about just safety. And we didn't feel comfortable with the people that are required to make it work in terms of the purveyors, the deliveries, the people that have to cook in the kitchen, which a lot of times isn't always 6 feet apart. So we just, you know, still feel good about our decision, even though it was gut-wrenching to have to close down.
You know, we're in a situation right now where the State Department of Health and Human Services has shuttered sit-down indoor dining for the moment, the past 3 weeks. We'll see if it goes beyond that, knowing that we just have to get the caseloads down. And some folks have said that, you know, maybe that's a difficult decision to defend, given that some other businesses remain open. You can go get a haircut, but you can't go out to dinner. Knowing what you know, what do you think of the Whitmer administration's decision to close the restaurants at this time?
You know, we are kind of stuck between two places. I mean, for us as individual citizens, we hope that she is following what medical experts recommend in all aspects, not just selectively closing businesses. And if the experts deem this to be the right option, then as citizens, we honor that. As business owners, I can't deny that it's hard for us to really be
affected.
that we're not being affected. I mean, yeah. This has, we've worked on our business for the past, you know, leading up to us opening, we were working on it for a while beforehand. And then to have our little baby kind of just be closed when we thought we were turning a corner, it's not the best feeling, but it's not an easy decision either way. I mean, I think
it's the right thing to do. I mean, you know, from what we're learning about the disease, I think that we have to take these measures if we're going to get on the right side of it, unfortunately.
And I think what ideally we would like to see is additional support for these businesses that do have to shut down. So we understand that this is part that needs to happen in order to maintain the health and safety of the citizens. But we would like to see some assistance with us getting through this so that we can come out on the other side and be successful business owners and contributing to the economy like we'd like to.
Right. So you guys have plans to reboot Dolores in a different form. Can you tell us a little bit about what you have planned?
Yeah, so we're excited. We are hopefully going to open this December, and we're going to be like more or less a retail version of what we were doing. A lot of the same ingredients, but in a new package, you know, not a restaurant, but more of a store. We're going to be selling wine, beer, liquor, cocktails to go, as well as packaged meals that you can make at home and have your own fun Dolores night at home.
Yeah. So, for instance, we would be selling like our adobos that we make on our for our meat so that you can make your own versions at home, and our salsas and tortillas, things like that. We also hope to have pop-up guests so that we can have the takeout experience of, you know, people that have always wanted to try the restaurant experience that, you know, maybe didn't have the space. We'd like to collaborate and have them do their pop-up dinners that can be taken home with them.
Could you see yourselves getting back into sit-down dining at some point?
We were actually just talking about that, and it's something that...
I think it all goes back to the uncertainty, April, you know. I would love in a shorter term to like be able to reopen the bar at the very least on a weekend, you know, maybe do just like a smaller capacity so people feel safe and comfortable, even if we did, you know, 12 people a night, just to be able to be open. But in terms of a sit down restaurant, I got to be honest that I am somewhat pessimistic about when that day will come.
Andrew Epstein and Marcelo Rubio Orozco, the co-owners of Dolores, a Mexican restaurant in Ypsilanti that did close earlier this year. Guys, I just can't imagine what this year has been like for you. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so much, April.
Thank you.